Hello and welcome. This is definitely Ask Angelica. We're going live in several places. Hello, Angelica.
Hello,
Hi,
Stephen.
Stephen.
All right, so we're going live on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on the website and YouTube possibly as well. And be with you when the countdown clock finishes and everything is connected. And that should have been about 30 seconds. Okay. If you're watching this live, thank you. If you're watching the replay, thank you. If you've got any questions at all, then please do ask. If you want German language tuition, definitely ask. We're nearly ready to go live.
This looks better than watching paint dry.
Well, yeah, I suppose it
Yeah.
does. Or grass grow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Nearly there. Two, one.
We're there. Hello and welcome to Ask Angelica. And first thing I've got to say is hello, Angelica. How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Okay, so welcome to the show. And we'll put this on the bottom so that you know. This is Ask Angelica, German language tuition, idioms and tongue twisters. T, season 4, episode 21. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're doing?
Yes, after having 20 episodes working our way through the alphabet from A to S, plus an extra one because we did one last time with SCH, we've now reached T. And again, I found some idioms in German. I'm giving you the literal translation and also what the equivalent is in English. And when we get to the tongue twister, I'm afraid this one is very short, but it's so difficult, I'm having problems as well. And not only that, the English translation is just as bad. So something we both can look forward to.
Indeed, it is. Right. Okay. So I'm going to take the title off the screen. Now, as Angelica explained, she's put sentences together and we're going to go through the sentences with the original phrase first and then with the literal translation and then with the English equivalent. And as usual, we're going to start with phrase number one. I'll read it in German and Angelica will correct my pronunciation. So, Du hast wohl Tomaten auf den Augen.
Du hast wohl Tomaten auf den Augen.
Okay, I'm trying to get this right. We're back where we should be. Okay, du hast wohl Tomaten. All right, okay. Let's take this step by step. It's something to do with tomatoes and eyes. So you have tomatoes on your eyes.
Yeah, the wohl is a filler word, really. It's sort of in the meaning of you must have
You must have
tomatoes
tomatoes on your eyes.
on the eyes.
Okay. Right, so that's the literal translation. You must have tomatoes on your eyes. Now, I can't even guess at the English equivalent here. Blindfolded or unable to see or.
You're going in that right, but it's going in that direction. There is a
Right.
saying where which would be the equivalent to when we would also when we would say in German, du machst wohl hast wohl Tomaten auf den Augen.
Okay, so the English equivalent is, are you blind or what?
Yeah, I think it's the tone as well, Are you blind or what? And same in German. Ah, du hast wohl Tomaten auf den Augen.
Okay, phrase two.
Hang on, before we get to phrase two, I went to research where that came from. And I found two stories where it may come from. One is if you've been sleeping or you've been crying or you've got an infection, your eyes are pretty red. And so the meaning was a bit like we're not seeing something. So not quite clear. But the story I like best is that apparently this phrase comes from traffic lights. When traffic lights started popping up in Germany in those days, there was always, well, often a traffic policeman who stood there and made sure that people actually knew what they were doing. And if he saw that a driver wouldn't start driving away, despite the fact that the traffic light was now green, he would have said to them, "You must have tomatoes on your eyes because you're still seeing red. Move on." And I thought that was a really nice exclamation of where that phrase might come from.
Very good. Okay, we say hello to Barry, who's watching us live. Thank you, Barry. And we go on to phrase two. Du bist ein treuloser Tomate. There's a theme here.
They're the only two with tomato, but then they do start with the word T, with the letter T.
Well, yeah,
du bist ein treuloser Tomate.
Okay, how about the pronunciation?
Yeah, that's fine. Du bist eine treulose Tomate.
Okay. So tomatoes again. Mm-hmm. You are a treulose. I got to say, I don't know. So
I'm asking. Treu is faithful.
Yeah.
And treulose. Unfaithful.
You're an unfaithful tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the literal translation. You're an unfaithful tomato. Okay, now this escapes me. Okay, what's the English equivalent, he said?
It's another one of those ironic things, you know. A fine friend you are. It's a way it's being said.
So, du bist ein treuloser Tomate.
Du bist eine treulose Tomate. Fine friend you are. Now, that's not very positive as well. That I Googled as well to try and find out where that came from. I actually made a note of it because I didn't expect that. The faithless tomato supposedly owes its name to the unreliable Italians in their capacity as allies of Germany in the two world wars. My apologies to any Italians who may be listening in now, but that's where it came from. But as far as I know, that hasn't been used like that for a long time. But it is used if you are really a bit fed up with a friend who didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
And therefore turned out into be a treulose Tomate.
Right. And we say hello to Dom. Dom, thank you for joining us. And we're on to phrase three. Hier ist tote Hose.
Uh-huh. Hier ist tote Hose.
Here is old trousers.
Dead trousers.
Okay, so translation is here are dead trousers. Torta, dead. Sorry, yes, quite right. I should have known that. And our equivalent is there's nothing going on here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is youth language, which this is actually a newer one. This idiom has only been around since 1980s, used by youngsters to start off with talking about when things didn't happen inside the trousers, when there was a bit of a lack of sexual activities. But that, again, they may still use it like that, I don't know, but it is used a lot often if people say it, if they've been invited to a party and they're expecting a really great atmosphere and they turn up there and there's only maybe three people on the dance floor and really there's nothing going on. So then they would say, "Huh, hier ist tote Hose."
Oh, this is pants.
This is pants, yes. That could work as well.
Okay, phrase four. Toy.
Yeah, toy. I couldn't even find a literal translation for it. I think it's just a sound So the literal translation would be toy, toy, toy as well.
And I don't know what toy is, but the...
It isn't a word.
Ah, right, okay.
And the Germans also go like that. They also actually knock on wood. And that comes from, in the past, people used to spit over their shoulders three times, before they had any difficult situations. And obviously, and apparently the noise that it makes is toy, toy, toy. I researched it, but I didn't really want to find out if spitting over your shoulder really does make that noise. So I just have to rely on the research. And of course, at some stage, spitting over your shoulder was seen as very unhygienic. So people used the noise that it made, and to emphasize it, they also did touch on wood as well. So there's a bit of a resemblance there with the English touch wood.
Okay. Phrase five. Das ist Teufelschen auf dem I. E. I.
E, yeah. Das ist das Tüpfelchen auf dem I.
That is the... on the eye. Tupfelchen. Dotting the eye?
Well, it's a dot on the eye. So the dot on the eye is often just called E-Tupfelchen. But here now we're saying that's the dot on the eye. But it's got nothing to do with crossing your T's and dotting your I's. At least I don't think so.
No, okay. So the English equivalent is... that's the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. And that comes from in the days when everything was still written by hand rather than with an email or with the machines now. Often words became, or letters became, illegible, or they were shortened. And sometimes I can imagine if you've been writing for hours on end, they may have even missed the I dot, the dot on the I. So it spoke of a high degree of care and perfection if people realized the eye was there and people wrote really nicely. So it's like the icing on the cake, as we say in English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Icing on the cake. Okay, phrase six. Bleib auf dem Teppich.
Uh-huh. Bleib auf dem Teppich.
So stay on the... No, I'm struggling today. Teppich.
Carpet.
Carpet. So stay on the carpet.
Mm-hmm. We have very similar in English.
Right. So our equivalent is keep your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I'm just delaying the moment. Right, next. Next comes the tongue twister. Right, okay. Read it once and then we'll go for it together. Right. Test texter, texten, test texter, test texter, texten, test texter.
That is impressive.
Thank you.
That's really good. Test texter, texten, test texter, test texter, texten, test texter.
So that's today's tongue twister, and the literal translate, or the English equivalent, is text tests were texted by test texters, test texters texted test texts. Does. Okay. Is that right? At the end?
Oh, no, there's an R too many. Test texters, it should have been. Tests. Sorry, the ER's too many, yeah.
And fixed. Okay. Yay. Right. Okay.
This is the tongue twister in English as well, isn't it?
It is. This is where we rewind to the beginning, and you are watching Ask Angelica, German Language Tuition, Idioms and Tongue Twisters. See, this is season 4, episode 21, and it's over to Angelica.
Du hast wohl Tomaten auf den Augen.
The literal translation of that is, you must have tomatoes on the eyes. Or Are You Blind or What is the English equivalent.
Du bist eine treulose Tomate.
Literal translation is You're an unfaithful tomato. And our equivalent is A Fine Friend You Are, which is ironic, or meant ironically.
Yeah.
Fresh four. Three.
Here is tote Hose.
Okay. Literal translation is Here Are Dead Trousers. And our English equivalent is, if I find it, There's Nothing Going On Here.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh four.
Toy, toy, toy.
And the translation, literal, is toy, toy, toy. And our English equivalent is touchwood. Okay, fine. Phrase six. Five, sorry.
Das ist das Tüpfelchen auf dem I.
Literal translation is that's the dot on the I. And then our equivalent is that's the icing on the cake. So totally different phrase. Never mind. On to
phrase. It's the good thing, isn't it? The icing of the cake is what's deemed to be the best thing of the cake, isn't it? Not necessarily the tastiest, though. Bleib auf dem Teppich.
Okay. Literal translation is stay on the carpet. English equivalent is keep your feet on the ground. Okay. Angelica, over to you.
Test texter, texten, test texter.
Excellent. Okay, and the English equivalent is text tests were texted by test texters texted test texts. Okay, we're done. Okay. All right, Angelica, it's over to you. When is the next Ask Angelica?
Next one is in 2 weeks, which makes it the 7th of July, and we have the letter U.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you to everybody who actually caught this broadcast. Thank you to Barry and to Dom for liking the broadcast. We'll see you again in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, thanks for watching. And es ist tschüss von mir.
Tschüss von mir. Bis später. Okay. And...